Hey, my name is Kyan, and welcome to part 5 of the 5 steps of creation, the process of creating our dreams into physical reality. Finally, we get to step 5. Yay! So step 5 is where you no longer are mad at yourself when you step back into step 1. If you remember, step 1 is just when you experience the contrast and the crap of life, as it were. And you launch rockets of desire for improvement. So step 1 is desire, ask for improvement. So step 5 is where you are no longer mad. You're not angry with yourself. You're not beating yourself up when you experience a step 1 or a contrasting moment, because you understand that step 1 is essential for continual motion forward. Without contrast, there would be no desire for improvement. If you don't continue to sort and sift and find new things to ask for, you do not continue to be. You will cease to exist, basically. That's why you decided to be born into a reality of such immense contrast, because contrast is what helps you to grow and expand, but you've got to maintain balance and keep up vibrationally with your desires. Otherwise, you'll be angry and resentful and ornery and feel victimized and helpless and disempowered, etc. So step 5 is where you learn to value contrast and where you make contrast your friend. And even embrace contrast. Yay, contrast! Because contrast sets the whole process in motion. In fact, without contrast, nothing would exist. In fact, before you came into your body, you were very, very excited about the contrast you were going to experience. Without contrast, there would be no continual expansion and evolution. You would not evolve, you would not grow. All reality would cease to exist. Bum, 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 bum. So your goal is to become a deliberate creator of your desired intent rather than a reactor to external stimuli, like the majority of humanity who are trying to get external reality to change so that they will feel better. But that never ever works, because focusing on what you don't want just attracts more of what you don't want, and your happiness just teases you like a carrot on a stick. When you're reacting to what you don't like and don't want, and even when you are reacting to what you do like and do want solely, and not being a conscious creator, you're just reacting to stimuli, positive or negative, you are always at the mercy of external reality, and you are not a conscious participant in your creation process. But if you can consciously focus on what you do like and do want, and be a conscious actor about, by focusing on good things, appreciating things that are working well, finding the gold in people, places, and things, then you are mastering step 4. And you know you are on track when you feel good, because when you are focused in a direction of well-being and abundance, you are focused in the same direction as your source and your desires. But if you're not, and you are focused on lack and limitation, you are focused in the opposite direction as your source. And so you will feel bad and fearful and doubtful and confused and angry, etc. So that is your self-guidance system, always pointing you in the direction of goodness, well-being, abundance, etc. You are in this instance focused on, when you are focused in the wrong direction, when you're focusing on what you don't want, when you're feeling bad, in that instance, you are focused on what is not real. Even though it appears real and it's physical, it may seem real because this lack or this whatever it is that you don't like is staring you in the face. But this contrast, this lack or illness or whatever, is not your real current reality that you as source are experiencing in your vibrational vortex of creation. This vortex is the whole of who and what you are. It is the real you. It is current reality. Your physical reality is an old, out-of-date dinosaur compared to the magnificence that you are as source, and that you as source are experiencing. So when you are allowing your source vibration reality to manifest into your physical reality, that's what you came to Earth to experience, the deliciousness of manifesting vibrational reality into physical reality. That's the real juice of life. You came to be the deliberate creator of your experience, not to be a pawn in everyone else's game and please them. You came to turn vibrations into thoughts and then thoughts into things. That is what you came here for. You came to create on the leading edge of creation. That's what this planet is, the leading edge of creation. We're not some podunk, backwoods, edge of the universe, freaking planet. This is the edge of creation. You came here to be spirit in a physical form and to play with the clay of physical. And when you allow yourself to create with no guilt and no shame and no doubt, etc., that is the real juice of life. The feelings you will feel of excitement and exhilaration and power from manifesting your desires, your vibrational desires into physical reality is the feelings you will experience. Excitement, the power, the confidence, the feeling of self-worth will be absolutely indescribable. So when you become one with your desires, what you ask for becomes your reality. So you must learn to enjoy the journey of you getting ready to be ready for your desires. You're getting ready to be ready. You're getting ready to be ready. And then, next step, what you want manifests. So you're getting ready to get ready, and your desires are getting ready for you to get ready for them. And the only time you're not ready for what you want is when you are focused on and complaining about what isn't. When you're complaining about what you don't want and the lack of what you do want. So you must accept that your desires exist vibrationally. You must really, 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 really know that. And that they are real. That's real reality. Not some fantasy. Not mythical nothingness. And you must understand that that vibrational reality is who and what you truly are. And then you got to let those desires evolve from their vibrational version into physical versions. You got to enjoy the journey of turning your thoughts into things so that you can fully enjoy your creations. That is why you are here in this physical body, to enjoy the journey of creation and gradually realize what is in your vortex. Because you are turning your vibrational desires into physical manifestations. And witness that transformation with your own eyes. That's why you're here. You are witnessing your journey of turning your thoughts and desires into things. So, do whatever makes you feel good. Think whatever makes you feel good. Talk about what makes you feel good. Do whatever gets you tapped in and tuned in and turned on. And when you get into this aligned state, in alignment with your source, in alignment with the universe, in alignment with God, in alignment with your desires, you will receive inspirations. And ideas will occur to you. And your juices, your creative juices will start flowing. And this is the real juice of life. This is an experience of vibration turning into thought. That's the process of creation well underway. Those inspirations, those instances of complete clarity where you are so clear about what you want and what you like, in those very clear instances, a decision, a real decision, a full decision, a clear decision has been made, and that manifestation is now done. You have done your part. You have done your best to hold yourself into the feeling state of your desire, and in that instance, your job is done. Your step three and four processes are done. And now it will manifest before your very eyes. You'll be in the right place at the right time, rendezvousing with the right people. Your timing is impeccable, and synchronicities happen, and all kinds of fortune and abundance and opportunities and fun and joy come your way. And the most exciting and fun part of all this is you will know that it is happening because you understand the process of going from step one to step two to step three to step four to step five. And you start to believe in your ability to align your vibrations with your desires, and you start to understand that you alone are creating this. That you and you alone create your reality. No one else is doing this for you. No one else in the universe. Is you and what you are holding yourself in vibrational alignment with. Now you just get to experience this magnificent universe back up your every desire. That is the absolute juice of life, when you know the universe has your back and is arranging all of this cooperative elements to manifest, to help you manifest your desires in a physical reality. And now you get to experience the absolute magnificence and worthiness of your being, your power. Now you get to realize how Source understands you and how Source unconditionally loves you. And the more you see your thoughts turning into things, and you just get better and better at this process of allowing, and your life becomes just one miraculous, absolute, joyful, amazing experience. Of prosperity and abundance and well-being more and more and more every single day. So step five is where true mastery is achieved, because now you no longer resist and dislike contrast. You embrace it for the gifts that contrast brings. Most people resist and try to destroy contrast or things that they dislike and don't want. Whereas when you are a master of creation, you embrace and use those dislikes and your don't wants and as launching pads for the creation of new and better and wonderful things. So step one is contrast happens. You ask for improvement. You desire improvement. Most people are stuck in step one. Most people ask. They keep badgering the universe. Oh God, please get this for me. They try to beg and plead with the universe. It doesn't work that way. God does not give you what you plead for, because you're implying with your vibration that you can't have and don't want what you really want. That you don't have what you want. You can ask and ask and beg and plead for salvation all you want, but that salvation is never ever going to come. Even though that salvation has actually been instantly created for you vibrationally, by your source, by God, whatever you want to call it. But when you're in the pleading mode, when you're in the begging mode, you cannot receive it because you're not in a place of allowing. You got to get yourself into a state of allowing. You're in the vibration of the problem, not the solution. You got to get to the solution. You got to focus on the solution. You got to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. So step five is the level of mastery, where you understand that as soon as you see contrast, and as soon as you desire improvement, the solution is instantly created for you. You are now at a place of unconscious competency, where you just desire and you allow and you expect and desire and allow and expect, and you just enjoy the journey and wonderful things happen and your desires manifest. And back to step one again, is stuff happens. You sift and sort through life. See what I like and don't like, and what I do want and don't want. There's no focus yet in step one. Life's going to happen. Desire is going to be born from your conditions of life, whether you're good at focusing or not. That's how most people are. They're not focused. Shit just happens. They react. And Source is going to satisfy every single one of your desires, whether you know it or not, positive or negative. The universe, the law of attraction, gives you whatever you're vibrating. Positive or negative. Step three is the first level of mastery, where you start getting deliberate with your thinking and with your focus. It's where you start focusing on purpose. It's where you start getting fired up and excited because you understand that with your positive focus, you can create anything in your life. Step three is where you find your why you're here. It's where you find your dream. It's where you discover that the purpose of life is joy, and you are here to have fun and be healthy and happy and prosperous and wealthy and to be, do, and have whatever you want. Step three is where you realize you want massive self-empowerment and you want to help others become self-empowered. Step three is where you realize that all of your previous training was limited, lack-oriented, and fear-based, and you've got to let it all go. Step three is also where you realize that a lot of your quote-unquote friends and family are not supportive to your positive, good-feeling nature because they primarily focus in negative directions and they primarily focus on external reality and trying to get external reality to alter and change so that they'll feel better, which doesn't work. Step four is where you become so good at following your good-feeling guidance. Your battery's running low. Step four is where you become so good at following your good-feeling guidance that those unsupportive people just drift away and you attract more like-minded people who also want to feel good. Step four is where you have become unconsciously competent at holding yourself in a good-feeling state on a consistent basis. I'm going to plug in my phone charger. Here we go. Bear with me. Here we go. Okay, where was I? We're almost done. This is where you are. Step four is, this is where you are no longer focused on following other people's direction and pleasing them at the expense of your own pleasure. You are no longer focused on trying to make life better for others because you understand that it is everyone else's job to please themselves. It is only your job to please yourself. And you understand that the best way you can empower others and ultimately make them happy is by leading by example and being a happy, prosperous, and loving person. You understand that the most empowering way to serve yourself and everyone else is through the power of your own alignment to your source and to your desires, and by becoming a master of manifestation, by becoming a master of allowance, step three, and becoming a master of embracing contrast, step five, because you know that contrast causes you to ask, step one, source instantly creates your desire for improvement, step two, and then you get to have fun enjoying the journey of allowing, step three, and staying in alignment to your source and your desires, step four, and enjoying the journey of watching the evidence of your alignment as your desires manifest into your physical reality, and then enjoying the inevitable next step of more contrast, yay, and being so excited for what's next, yay. More contrast, more improvement, more desires. Yay, I get to desire something new. What will I create next? Yay, that's step five. Step five is where you are in love with the variety and the contrast of life on earth and in awe of the magic of creation because you know that without contrast, there would be no desire, and without desire for improvement, there would be no change and no evolution, and you realize that your conscious, deliberate creation is literally expanding the universe. No longer do you engage in the futile actions of resisting contrast and trying to destroy what you don't like and don't want. No longer do you feel like a victim where the world is imposing itself upon you and asserting bad things upon your life because you understand that is ludicrous. Ludicrous, because this is a universe of inclusion, not assertion. And there is no need to fear or resist what you don't like and don't want because you understand the process of creation and focus. And all I have to do is focus on what I want and focus on feeling good, and what I don't like and don't want will just become a distant memory. But I'm never angry at the contrast that evoked my improvement. In fact, I appreciate and value the contrast for the gold that it has created. I acknowledge the clarity I received from experiencing what I disliked and did not want, and the lack of what I wanted. And I am extremely, eternally grateful for the clarity I now have about what I do want and where to focus my energy and attention. I value the expansion and the growth and the knowledge and awareness that the contrast brings and the eternalness that it creates without contrast. Without contrast, I would not grow and expand. Without contrast, there would be no fun in creation. In fact, I would create nothing and I would not exist. Step 5 is where you are way past beating yourself for other people for creating crap in your life. Because nobody creates crap in your life. You're the only one that attracts and creates it. And it's nobody's job to please you. It's your job to please yourself. So instead, you are more easy about the journey. You just acknowledge, this doesn't feel so good. So I'm going to focus on what does feel good. What feels good? What would feel good in this instance? So step 5 is simply where you're making positive, good-feeling choices based upon the contrast that you have attracted and blessing the contrast for causing a desire within you and sending you on the next adventure of creation. Yay! So my friends, enjoy the adventure of creation. Go through those steps, 1 through 5, master them. Learn how to manifest your desires into physical reality by appreciating what is easy to appreciate. Thank you for watching this video, and if you got something from it, please like it and share it with your friends. And please check out my self-empowering goodies at zakaran.com. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, go to freekeysofsuccess.info to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life. And if you'd like to learn how to travel the world at 20 to 70% off, how to make money with your phone anywhere in the world, in your spare time, like I do, and travel the world at a discount, and have a shitload of fun, watch my video, The Secret to Traveling at Wholesale Prices, and please visit my fan page at zakaran.com, Zakaran page. My name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thank you for listening to this podcast or watching this video. I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!